WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of ADHD wisdom. You know, that stuff we don't always get in those textbook psychology manuals, right? Today, we are diving into something super relatable, overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're faking it until you make it, even when you've clearly accomplished amazing things? Yeah, me too. And I know countless brilliant ADHD minds who feel the exact same way. It's like our brains are wired to highlight our perceived flaws instead of celebrating our wins, right? But guess what? We're here to rewrite that narrative, one podcast episode at a time. Get ready to unleash your inner badass, because we're about to break down this imposter syndrome thing and reclaim your confidence. Firstly, understand that self-doubt is like that pesky house guest who overstays their welcome annoying, but ultimately temporary. It's not a reflection of your worth or capabilities, it's often just your brain playing tricks on you, amplifying insecurities and whispering those what-if doubts in your ear. Remember, every successful person, even the ones who seem to have it all figured out, has battled self-doubt at some point. It's part of the human experience, but it doesn't have to define you. Secondly, ditch the comparison game. We're constantly bombarded with curated versions of reality on social media, highlight reel of everyone else's successes. It's easy to get caught up in comparing yourself and feeling inadequate. But here's the truth. Your journey is unique, and comparing yourself to others is like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. Focus on your own path, celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that true success isn't about outshining others, but about shining brightly in your own way. Thirdly, embrace your ADHD superpowers. Yes, you heard that right. We're not talking about masking or pretending to be something we're not. Instead, let's celebrate the unique strengths that come with having ADHD, those bursts of creativity, boundless enthusiasm, and an out-of-the-box approach to problem-solving. Think of it this way. Your brain is wired differently, not less effectively. Recognize your talents, lean into your passions, and use those superpowers to create a life you truly love. Next up, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just as you would be to a dear friend going through a tough time. Acknowledge that setbacks and challenges are part of the learning process. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes. Instead, learn from them, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're human, and that means making mistakes is perfectly normal. What matters most is how you respond to those challenges with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-love. Finally, remember to celebrate your wins. No matter how small they may seem, every step in the right direction deserves recognition and celebration. Keep track of your accomplishments, big or small, and remind yourself of how far you've come. Celebrate your courage, your resilience, and your unwavering spirit. You're capable of amazing things, and the world needs your unique gifts. Now let me tell you a story. A friend of mine, Sarah, is an incredibly talented graphic designer. She's got this amazing eye for detail and can turn even the most mundane ideas into stunning visuals. But she constantly battled with self-doubt. She'd second-guess her work, compare herself to other designers, and often feel like a fraud. One day, I told her, "Sarah, you are brilliant. You have this incredible talent that deserves to be shared with the world. Stop letting those doubts hold you back." She took my advice to heart, started celebrating her wins, and focused on honing her craft. Guess what? Now she runs her own successful design agency, inspiring other creatives along the way. So remember, overcoming self-doubt isn't about erasing your insecurities, it's about acknowledging them, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with courage and confidence. You are worthy, you are capable, and you have so much to offer the world. Now go out there and shine your light. What resonated with you most from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below or drop me a message on social media. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.